So let's review. At the end of Daf Samach Vav Amud Beis, the Gemara asks, Ashkechon Tamed uPesach the Dachu Shabbos. The Dachu Tamed Minolan. After learning that Tamed and Pesach are Dachu Shabbos, from where do we know that they are Dachu Tuma, that they may be brought Betuma? We only need a source for Karban Pesach, and we can then derive Tamed from Pesach through the Gzeir Shava of the Me'adai. Rabbi Yechon suggests that since the Pasuk regarding Pesach Sheni says, Ish Ish Kiya Tamed Nefesh, if an individual will be Tamei on Pesach Rishon, he can bring a Pesach Sheni. We learn from the word Ish that Ish Nitchel Pesach Sheni, Ve'in Tzibur Nidach on the Pesach Sheni. Only individuals who are Tamei must wait for Pesach Sheni, but the Tzibur does not wait for Pesach Sheni and may bring a Pesach Betum on Erev Pesach. Shlakish disagrees. Because perhaps Ish is teaching that only a Yachid has a second opportunity, Pesach Sheni. But the Tzibur has no Pesach Sheni, but also no Pesach Rishon. Instead, Resh Lakish suggests the Pasig, which implies that there is an occasion where Mitzrayim and Zavim are sent away, but Tamei Mesim are not. This must be for the common Pesach, which a tzibur of Tamei Mesim may bring. Amar Abaya, Ihachi. Abaya disagrees with Resh Lakish, because according to his reasoning, we could say that the Pasig is also teaching that Zavim can participate in a Pesach Abba Betuma, and only a Mitzrayim would be excluded. However, Mishnah Dav Tzadihei explicitly states that Zavim may not eat from a Pesach Abba Betuma. El Amar Abaya. Lo'ele Mikro Kama. Therefore, Abaya agrees with Rabbi Yechanan and answers the objection of Resh Lakish. Ish Ish Kiya Tamei LeNefesh. The extra word LeNefesh teaches that when the Tzibur is Tamei Mesim, they may bring the Korban Pesach on Pesach Rishon. Abaya explains. By writing Tamei LeNefesh, the Torah is saying that there is a distinction between Tamei Mes and other Tumas. This cannot apply to a Yachid, because the halacha is that a Tamei individual does not bring a Pesach Rishon, but does bring a Pesach Sheni, regardless of which Tumah. This cannot apply to the Tzibur either, if we say that the Tzibur has no Pesach Sheni, and also no Pesach Rishon. Therefore, we must say that the Tzibur does bring Pesach Rishon Betumah, but only if they are Tamei Mesim, not other Tumas. The Gemara next discusses Shiluach Machnas, that people who are Tamei may not enter the Machna. Now, there are 3 degrees of exclusion based on the degree of Chumrah, the stringency of the Tumah. Tamei Mes. One who became Tamei from a dead body is excluded from Machna Shechina, which is the Azara, the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. Zav, one who has an unusual seminal emission, is excluded from Machna Levia, which is the Har HaBayis, the Temple Mount. Mitzaira, one who is Tsaras, is excluded from Machna Yisrael, which is Yerushalayim or any other city in Eretz Yisrael. From where do we derive these halachas? In Parshas Nasi, we have the following pesukim: "V'lo yitamos machaneim, ve'yishalchum min ha'machne kol tzuru v'chol zav v'chol tamei l'nefesh, el mechutz la'machne tishalchum." And the Parsha Tazria regarding Mitzayra, it says, "Badad yeshiv mechutz la'machne meishabai, tanoihi." The Gemara brings a brisa, which cites a machlekes of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, in how to derive the above halachas from these pesukim. Rabbi Yehuda says, "From machaneim loshen rabim." That it's plural as opposed to machne, lashon yachid, singular. Plus, 3 mentions of the word machne in the Pesukim. We learn, litin machne lezeh, u'machne lezeh. There are 3 categories of machne, from which there's 3 categories of tamei are excluded, logically based on their chumrah. Also, the words badad and levadai mean, shalayu tamei machem yeshven nimay. The mitzvah shall be all alone without the others. He is excluded even from where the others may stay. Shimon says, we learn that there are 3 machnas from the fact that the Torah specifically mentions all 3 tameim in the pasuk v'yishalchum in the machla kol tzuru v'chol zav v'chol tamei l'nefesh. If they were all only excluded from machna achas from one area, the Torah could have written tamei l'nefesh only, which is the most lenient tumah of the 3, and we would understand by kavo chayma that of course the other 2 tumas are excluded from that machna. L'menemer zav, lin loy machna shnia. Therefore, we must say that the Torah wrote zav to teach that zav is excluded from a 2nd machna. Now, we would have known by Kal Vachayim that Mitzayra is of course excluded from the 2nd Machna. Lama Nema Mitzayra, Lin Lai Machna Shlishas. The Torah wrote Mitzayra to teach that Mitzayra is excluded from a 3rd Machna. Therefore, Rav Chisda says, since according to Reb Shimon, we learned that a Mitzayra is excluded from all 3 Machnas, from Kol Tzeruah, the Pasuk Badad Yeshim Mechutz LaMachna Meishavai is available to teach that the Lav of the Leitamas Machaneim is a Lav HaNitag LaSei. A lav which is removed to the asay, which is its remedy, and the halacha is lav anitig laasay in loikin alav. There is no malchus for it. Hence the statement of Rav Chisda. I'm Rav Chisda. Mitzayr shenichnas lifnim mechitzasai pater. A mitzayr who entered the city is pater from malchus. According to Yehuda, however, The pasuk "Badid Yeshim Mechutz LaMachna Meishavai" is needed to teach that the Mitzrayim is excluded from all three machnas, and is therefore not available to teach that the lav of V'lo Yitamas Machaneim is a lav hanitig laseh. Therefore, the Gemara cites a brisa which explicitly states Mitzrayim shenichnas lefnim mechitzasai barbam he is chayv malkus. The Gemara also explains the order of chumra while darshaning the word kol in the pasuk as follows: V'yishalchem in the machna kol tzura v'chol zav. V'chol tamei l'nefesh. V'chol tamei l'nefesh includes tamei sheretz, one who became tamei from a sheretz. And this is the most lenient category of tumah, because they are both merely tumas maga by contact. V'chol zav includes bal keri, one who had a regular seminal emission, and this is a more stringent category of tumah, because they are both tumah yitzelah megufoy, emanating from their body. Kol tzerua does not include any additional tumah, but was written to conform with the other categories. Mitzrayim is even more stringent because it has additional isurim such as Priya, letting the hair grow, Prima, rending of the clothes, and Tashmish Amita, refraining from marital relations. The Gemara says that V'chol Zav, L'Rabbas Balkari, supports the ruling of Rabbi Yechanan that Balkari Mishdalayich Chutz L'Shtei Machnas. The Gemara asks from a Mishnah which states, Balkari K'maga Sheretz. The Balkari is like the Maga Sheretz, a person who became tummy from touching a Sheretz, who is excluded only from Machnas Shechina. The Gemara answers that the Mishnah is not comparing them regarding machnas, but rather regarding that they are both mitame be'oinis, become tame even when the tumah happens against their will.